Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Living with Shangela, the special preview editions in which we are recapping the Game of Thrones episodes. Now, Game of Thrones episode 2 just aired, and now it's time to get into the get down. I'm joined today on this fabulous, extravagant, extra show with my good friends who watched the episode with me last night. Liam is back this week. Say hi, Liam.
Hello, hello, hello.
And our good friend Nick is also here. Nick.
Hello.
I had to bring Nick because Liam, of course, knows nothing, none of the backstory, the amazing backstory from Game of Thrones. But you know what? Everybody's not on the whole Game of Thrones ship that easily and quickly. So we're bringing him up to speed. So those of y'all who may be listening right now, listening, telling friends, and subscribing, if you are, then we are here to get you on the go with the Game of Thrones. So if you're ready, here we go. So episode 2 is what I like to call the love episode, okay? Everybody thinking it's going to be the last night in Winterfell. So they were all on the let me show you my love, my affection. Some people on the full-on hookup session. So let's get into the hearts of Winterfell, okay? First, I want to talk to y'all about Bryn of Tarth. Now, we didn't see Bryn last time. We didn't see Bryn of Tarth in the last episode. We saw her now. She is back. She is in Winterfell. She is looking all 6'12" and fabulous, okay? And when we talk about relationships, one of the relationships that we've seen over the course of, the seasons is Bryn and Jaime, okay? Yeah. Bryn and Jaime. I want to ask you guys, do you think that Bryn of Tarth is in love with Jaime Lannister?
I do. You sense like something super sweet about them. And their first interaction with each other as soon as they hit the screen was just like complete admiration. Like she was in complete shock that he was even there. And you could just tell that there's something there with them.
Mm-hmm. The heat is on, honey.
Yes. She likes him. I think she likes him, but more so as a friend. And like a knight, she's always wanted to be a knight.
Uh-huh.
And she respects him for his fighting.
Yes. So now, if those of you who haven't seen Game of Thrones from the previous seasons, when Jaime was a prisoner, okay, Bryn of Tarth was charged with getting him to a certain place or returning him. And then when they were captured together, he, like she said, some men were going to try and rape her, and he stood up for her, which resulted in him getting that hand chopped off. That's why he's got the, titanium or golden hand on one of the hands. Okay, so looking at it last night, I felt the sparks, y'all.
I did, too.
I'm looking at her like, oh, she's into Jaime. But also,
he's not into her.
Yeah. You don't think so?
No, he is not into her.
Ooh.
He's just living for her moment, you think?
No, I think he's proud of her. I think he, respects her, but I don't think he's into her like that.
Well, maybe she's not trying to jump Jamie's bones either. Maybe she's more into the redheaded wildling man who wants to climb the mountain of Bran, okay? He's looking at her. He's like, baby, I will get me some of that Tarth.
He puts his face right up to her face.
He's bold. Men sometimes can be really bold. He's very forward.
He's a
very
wildling.
Bold. He showed all his wildling roots last night when he was drinking that beer and the beer was literally falling
it
out of his
beer.
Mouth.
It wasn't beer. He said it was giant's milk or giant's teeth milk.
Okay, so let the record show, the wildling shares us the story of how he got his name as, or how he became a giant. He sucked the teat of a giant lady.
Yes,
giant's wife.
Because he murdered the giant when he was 10.
Yes, exactly. So he is quite wildling. And as he is sitting here going in on this, beer or whatever he was drinking from that looked like an ox or an antler or something, he was sipping up out of that and going in and showing his true wildling roots. Is she turned on by that?
No, maybe.
She was looking at him kind of like, you nasty, but
I might like
it. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, the love episode. Let's talk about Daenerys and Jon Snow. Now, at the end of last episode, in the end of the first episode, we found out that Jon found out from Samwell Tarly that he's actually Aegon Targaryen, okay? Twist, plot twist, honey. He is Aegon Targaryen, and he is actually not just Dany's lover, but also her nephew.
Gag.
Nephew.
Gag.
So in this episode, I mean, this is all unfolding really quickly. I guess we only have, what, 6 episodes this season?
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, there's not a lot. There's 6 or 8 episodes this season. I'm going to lean towards 6 that until we get to the end and find out what is the ending. And now this twist about who is going to be on the Iron Throne, because he is actually the rightful heir to the Iron Throne, and he tells her this. And you know, even before he tells her, you see in the scenes, he's avoiding her.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't want to look her in the face. Have you guys ever done that where, like, you find out you're going to have to break up with someone, but you can't, like, look at them? You don't want to do it. You just want to avoid the situation?
All confrontation.
All the time.
Baby.
What? And, oh, sorry. But something that I've noticed, as somebody who doesn't watch the show, Daenerys is beautiful. And I know last night you had said that she's just bringing all the fashions this season.
Oh, she's bringing
costumes.
Looks. She was bringing, okay, first of all, the white coat that she rode in on, I was like, yeah, that's my coat. Let me get to design it. And then she had like, I don't know if this was her like in the house coat.
Yeah,
or like
the one with
queen.
The red.
Yeah, she was giving you that. And that hair, really quickly, a special shout out to Daenerys' hair and hairstylist, mm-hmm. because yeah. the hair was so laid. Even up in Winterfell, where you know it's cold, and they ain't got no blow dryers to plug in up there.
Okay, the hairline is unclockable.
Thank you. She was laid, layered. It was flowing. The blonde was flowing onto the coat, and it did not move. She walked around. I don't know what kind of Hask hairspray or whatever it was. Baby, she was not moving, okay? So she was there, and she was getting into John. And John was trying to avoid her. Who do we think, now that we know, and now that she knows, remember when she found out, she like jerked back. She was like, whoa.
Mad King's daughter.
Whoa, she was the Mad King's daughter. She was the Mad King's daughter. She was giving me very Mad King daughter. So who do you think is going to now be on the Iron Throne?
Her.
Daenerys. I think it'll be her.
It will be her. He doesn't seem like he wants it.
She carries that royalty power, kind of queen-like essence to her.
An essence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Essence, essence, Essence magazine. Got it. So hold on.
But what about that one conversation that she was having with that other girl? It seemed
Sansa.
It seemed really heated, and sort of just something like she was. They were like trying to hint at something with each other.
Well, to me, it was the humanity of Dany. Okay.
Okay.
Or shall we say the Danmanity? Okay. It was, you know, when Mr. Mormont, I want to say, Joa of Mormont. Okay, let me not get these pronunciations.
Jorah.
Right. Jorah, yes, good old Jorah. So Jorah comes back, and Jorah's like trying to tell her, you know, he's her trusted friend. And she's like, look, he's like, look, you named Tyrion your hand. I wasn't happy about that. But, you know, Tyrion makes mistakes. He's a good man. So she's like listening to him. She's like, okay, you're my trusted advisor. I'll forgive Tyrion. And then he's like, one more thing. And then you see her going to talk to Sansa. He's like, look, if we're going to have these allies and be friends, make nice with Sansa. She obviously is looking at you like you don't, you know, basically, excuse my language, everybody, pussy whip Jon Snow, okay? And gave over Winterfell. He turned over being king in the North, and she doesn't trust you. So Dany goes to Sansa, and she's like, let's have this conversation, woman to woman, okay?
Yes.
She's like, let's sit down, sis, and let's kiki. And they are two very powerful women in this scene.
The way Sansa's
my favorite
dressed.
Scene, I think, of last night.
They really sit it down and, like, square up, because Sansa, to me, is giving me, in her look, I mean, she was tailored down, okay?
Costume designer, hats off to you, bro.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Okay? So she was giving me very Cersei, though. Mm-hmm. Did she have, like, a Cersei look to her?
Darker. Yeah. She looks darker, more brooding. She's ready to fight. She's been through a lot.
Yeah, she's a grown woman.
She is.
And I think she was having a grown lady conversation.
Yeah, until that person interrupted them, and then you're like, oh, shit, they were about to get somewhere.
True. It was very Real Housewives when they say, excuse me, can we go to dinner? Can we go to lunch and have a grown lady conversation?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know the relationships between Jon and Dany. We'll see who ends up on the Iron Throne. Personally, I also agree with you, Nick. I think that it's early to call, but I feel like Jon would be good. Daenerys is my girl. We all know Shangela. What guys, what shirt am I sitting in here in right now?
A Shangela one.
Available on Shangela.com.
What you would like to say is it's a Shangela Game of Thrones shirt in which I've dressed as Daenerys.
Oh, so
Daenerys
Shangela ends up on the Iron Throne.
Basically. That would be, look, can't y'all see me jumping out of a box and be like, hallelujah, I'm back in Westeros.
Again.
So I think, you know, Daenerys would be a great ruler, but I think that she and Jon maybe together would be one. Jon, I just don't think would stay the Iron Throne ruler.
He doesn't want it.
Yeah, he was king of the North. He was like, you know what? I'm good. Give it to her. He was like Night's Watch head. He was like, you know, y'all killed me once.
Wildling.
I'm good.
He was rolling with the wildlings for a
minute. Rolling with the wildlings. He was like, you know what? I'm going back to the Brotherhood. You know, John just gives me, he doesn't want to be a person of power, per se.
Why can't they do it together?
They could.
But if they just found out their family, girl.
Wasn't the whole thing that they're in a relationship also? So why wouldn't they just be king and queen together?
Well, and here's the thing. I understand they are auntie and nephew, but they didn't know. Now they know.
Now what they do afterwards. This is, you know, Cersei Jaime situation.
Look, what you want to do is not what you gotta do. We will see. Let's see how this plays out. Yeah, I guess it would be. I mean, two Targaryens could rule together, I'm guessing. But I think...
That's my vote, then.
Yeah, I don't see that.
They're going to end up together and marry.
I don't know, one of them's going to die. You know what, Daenerys...
I see that one happening.
Daenerys said once that she didn't come to, you know, be a part of the wheel or continue the wheel, reinvent the whatever. She wanted to break the wheel.
Yeah.
Which means she wants to break the cycle of Norm. If she wants to break the cycle of Norm, burn the Iron Throne and let them rule together or have a democracy.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows? Okay, really quickly, before we get to a couple live questions we're going to take on Instagram Live. By the way, guys, you're listening to Living with Shangela, the Game of Thrones edition here with my good friends Nick and Liam, who we watched the episode all together last night, and I'm sure y'all did too. Tuned in and got y'all's lives last night for episode 2 of the last season of Game of Thrones. It's what I call the love episode, and nobody got more hot and steamy than Arya Stark. Yes. Snap, honey. Snap in a Z formation, doll. Arya was living. Now, Gendry, okay? We remember they knew each other from way back. They've now reconnected. And she's a different Arya. But he still sees her as like...
Little girl Arya.
There you go. And he's like, she's like, oh, no, you're going to see me as a woman.
She was throwing knives and bows. She was like, I'm grown.
Thank you. She was giving him that whole, like, look at me in a different light. Watch this. You know, she's throwing knives. She wants her needle. She wants her new sword. And what about the scene where Gendry, right, is over there and he's hammering away at the iron. Oh, Lord, I'm getting hot just thinking about it.
The steam.
He walks over and then, I mean, you could not have scripted that any better with the steam. I was like, what kind of Winterfell porno is going on?
Madonna music video.
Well, which one?
Justify My Love.
No, girl, Express Your Love.
Oh.
The music video.
Okay.
She had all the steam workers.
Yeah, I thought you were going for Like a Virgin, because that could have also applied to the first half of the show for Arya.
It totally could have. Because she's a virgin.
She was. In this episode, we are so excited to see that she was like, you know what? I'm taking my man. This is the last night in Winterfell. Maybe I'll start using that line.
Yeah, this is the last.
Yeah, guys, this could be our last night. This could be our
in
last
Winterfell.
Night. Just she out there did. Dating. I'd be like, baby, you know what? This could be our last night.
But you have to say in Winterfell.
In Winterfell. Oh, yeah. Baby, just, and I'm batting my eyes like, ding, 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 ding. Like a big old horse's lashes. I'm like, baby. This could be our last night in Winterfell. So Arya becomes a woman. And I love that she told him, like, she's very, like, boss as well.
Direct.
I'm loving seeing, like, the strong female characters really come forward. And, like, it's very, like, women empowerment to see,
yes.
like, people like Sansa and Daenerys. Even Cersei and Arya now coming in and being like, you know what? I'm owning my sexuality. I am Arya Stark. Although I didn't need to see her little Arya Stark titties. I didn't need to see her little tushy. I didn't need to see all that.
Aww. Yeah, there's a lot of strong female leads on the show.
Yes, that are in here turning it,
yes.
okay? And how about she told him, you're going to take your own pants down. Who I look like, the red witch? I'm not the red priestess, bitch. Take the pants off. Oh, Arya, she has become a woman the last night in Winterfell. All right, last thing. Sansa, Theon.
I don't know how Theon made it all this way, but he's here.
He's a survivor. He not going to give up.
Sure ain't.
He not going to stop.
And his sister, too. They both made it.
Yeah. True.
They both made
true.
It.
True. The Greyjoys are standing up. He has made it back to Winterfell. Theon comes back to Winterfell. He says he wants to fight for his family there at Winterfell. And Sansa sees him, and I saw the look.
She likes it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But remember, Theon helped to save Sansa from Ramsay and led her out of the castle and back to Winterfell. So, you know, and now he's kind of getting his swag back. You know, Theon's like, look, I might not have nothing going down in the underwear area, but I've got swag. I'm getting my, you know, my guts back. So, I don't know. Do you think that Sansa's going to end up connecting with Theon?
But isn't
Theon
that her
a
cousin?
Good guy for her?
Isn't that her cousin? Isn't Theon, like, somehow related to the Starks?
Well, Theon was, okay, he is not their cousin, but Theon, okay, let's, oh, this is a good history lesson, Liam, get into this.
Yes, I'm listening.
So back in season one, we find that there was a battle, right? And the Starks defeated the Greyjoys. And as a part of their win, for some reason, Theon, as a boy, went to live with the Starks and was raised with them at Winterfell. I think to create some kind of alliance or, you know, we got your son. He was the rightful heir to the Greyjoy, but he was raised as a Stark, okay? So he was raised as the brother of Robb Stark and Arya and Sansa, but he was never their real brother, okay? Mm-hmm. So he always felt kind of torn between being, am I a Greyjoy, am I a Stark, you know, kind of thing. So then, remember, he betrayed them, though. Mm-hmm. You may not know this. In season, let me not get to lying, but I think it's 2 or 3, he comes back to Winterfell after going home to, you know, I'm back, I'm a Greyjoy. And his dad was like, you ain't no Greyjoy. Mm-hmm. You're a Stark now. He's like, I'm going to prove to you that I'm a Greyjoy. And he went and took Winterfell. And the only people there were the boys. It was Ron. It was
Rickon
and Bran. And he was like, I'm your new ruler now. And they were like,
kids,
you know,
they're little
eight,
boys, yeah.
You know, and they wanted him to burn the Stark boys, but he didn't. He lied. He took 2 farm boys, burned them. Theon was not good, remember. He took 2 farm boys, he burned them, and said they were the Stark boys. So, still a bad guy, but did a good thing
by saving the Stark boys.
At least leaving the Stark boys alive. And so he comes back now, and he's back. So he's not necessarily her cousin. He's not Sansa's cousin. He was just raised kind of as her brother.
It's even weirder.
There are a lot of weird connections in here, okay?
Yes.
There are a lot. But this was the love episode.
It was.
And we don't know if they will end up in love. Y'all have to let us know what you think. And so we're going to Instagram now. We are going over to at It's Shangela on Instagram, at It's Shangela. And what we're going to do is take a couple of lives. So if you don't follow me already, please go over there, hit the follow button. And when we do this again, you guys will be able to write in your questions. We're going to take some people who maybe be there now thinking about Game of Thrones Episode 2, which we're talking about today, the recap sheet cap, getting into the tea of what went down. Quick notes. I want to note, just make a quick note that Cersei was not in this episode, Nick.
No.
Where was Cersei?
Preparing for battle.
Uh-huh.
She's got the Greyjoy's cousin's fleet coming.
Yes, she's got Euron's people.
Yeah, their Euron's fleet's coming.
She's got the coin, she's got the men, and she's just waiting to see who lives. Who is going to live? At the end of this episode, we see that the Night Army
is there.
Is there. They have Winterfell in eyeshot. There, we ain't got no time to talk about who's going to be on the Iron Throne. We need to see if there's anyone going to be left in this world. They put people out in the crypt, okay? Remember, they put Tyrion in the crypt. They put Samwell Tarly
Gilly.
Down in the crypt. Gilly, my homegirl Gilly came back. Gilly, Gilly the Wildling who can read now. I live for Gilly. She's a Maester's girlfriend. Go on, Gilly, bitch. Gilly came up in the world. So Gilly is there. She's probably down in the crypt.
Women and children.
Will the... Not all of them, though. Remember Little Miss Thing, who was the head
the
of a house?
The Bears.
Yes,
the house of the
she
bears.
Said, I'm going to fight. So who is going to live after this fight with the Night Army? Spoiler alert, I don't know. I ain't talked to nobody over HBO. Ain't nobody giving me no hidden scripts or nothing. I don't know. This is a theory.
Yeah.
I feel like we might as well get ready to say goodbye to Theon.
Theon's leaving. Redheaded wildling.
You think?
That fine-ass man. Yeah, he's leaving.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He survived the wall falling and still made it.
To my surprise, like, That wall, I thought everyone was going down.
Yeah, okay, so I think Theon, you say red-headed wildling man. Liam, do you think anybody, know of anyone in your heart that you're like, they're not going to make it through the night?
Ooh, okay, so the guy, I want to say somebody who might not make it, but he made a kind of an impression the last episode, was the boy who got pushed outside of the window.
Bran. You think they're going to kill Bran?
Yeah.
Something.
Oh, no, baby.
But I loved that one statement that he made when they were all meeting for that guy who pushed him out, and then he made the statement that he had said right before he had pushed him.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we for love.
Yes.
And I just, something about that was so powerful. I was like, ooh, chills. I know he got it, and they were the only two people in the room who...
That understood it.
Yeah.
What I did for love, what I did for love.
Somebody says Brienne is so gone.
Yeah, I don't think she's gonna.
Y'all think Sister Tar? Okay, first of all, hats off. Brienne got knighted.
She did.
She got full. I was gonna cry. I honestly was that was the most emotional scene to me. She was. She was holding it back. She probably, right before that scene, either she was like, took herself as an actress to a place, you know, she was in it. She was in the moment. And I felt every moment of like, oh my God, this is my moment. I've always wanted to be a knight and I'm being knighted. And the people in the room, they were like, go, Miss Brienne.
They all clapped for her.
Yeah, it was like graduation, bitch. Mm-hmm. It was like, walk, sister, get your diploma.
Podrick was there. Tyrion was there.
Podrick is your sister.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think Podrick is one of the LGBTQIA pluses. I live. Thank you, Podrick. I live for you. But, you know, when nobody knew a song, Podrick knew a number one hit, bitch. Yeah. He's a whole people singing. Jane went to the dance. And whatever he was singing about, honey, he was hitting them notes as if he was, what's the redheaded man who had a scene on there who plays Ed Sheeran?
He sure did, huh?
He was giving y'all Ed Sheeran, bitch. He was giving you Ed Sheeran. Okay, Liam.
Some people say Grey Worm might die.
Who is Grey Worm?
Missandei's man.
Oh, Lord, no.
They're both going. Mm-mm. I think they're both going.
No.
They're going to both go out together.
No, it's too early. No.
No, they're going to
go. Okay, Liam is talking about the leader of the Unsullied army, and he's into Missandei. One more thing I want to talk about. It's kind of interesting to see how the Northerners are reacting to people of color.
Racist.
Okay. They didn't want to sit with her.
No, and she walked up with a smiling face.
She's so lovely.
And these two girls just walked off.
They rolled. I would have said, you know what? That's why y'all ain't getting no bread tonight. How dare y'all disrespect the doll like that? But... That's okay. That's okay. He said, baby, I'm going to take you somewhere. Where do you want to go?
The beaches.
Yes. She said, forget this. I'm going to Cancun, ho. Please. Okay, so very good. Y'all think she's not going to make it? He's not going to make it. I think he's still going to make it. We'll see. They got to kiss, though. I beat the wall on that one. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, God. Another question, Liam.
Ready? Mm-hmm. What do you think Daenerys is going to do to address the Jon reveal that he is, in fact, the legitimate heir to the Iron Throne?
Well, you picked a long question, B. Okay. What do we think that Jon's going to do, right?
No, Daenerys is going to do to address that he is the legitimate heir to the throne.
I don't think she'll tell anyone. To be honest, I think that she wants to be queen. She's going to sit on this info as long as he will.
What if she kills him? Now, that would be the Mad King's daughter all the way.
Star-crossed lovers. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think she'll burn Jon. She loves Jon.
I don't think he's going to make it.
Well, Jon's already been killed once. He came back. The Lord of the Light had brought him back, honey. The Lord of the Light.
Melisandre screwed him back to life.
Yeah, she did. She brought him. She did. No, I don't know. I honestly do not know. That's a good one. I don't know. I think that she's going to hold on to the info. She ain't going to tell it. No. Ain't going to tell it. Ain't going to do it.
What about this one? Do you think Daenerys will get her dragon back?
And who is it from?
Wait. It is from Fletcher period 12.
Oh, not the period 12. Yes.
Wait, do you think she'll get her dragon back?
Yeah.
The dead one?
No. That's a wrap on dead dragon.
Yeah, girl, she's gone.
But do you think that this is a good thing to talk about. Yeah. Okay, so they decide that in order to fight the army, instead of just trying to, like, you know, kill dead left and right, they are going to go after the Night King, and they are going to use Bran to bring him out, because he wants to kill the Three-Eyed Raven, mm-hmm. right? Do you think that's a good plan, or do you think it's going to backfire?
It's going to backfire, because Theon is Theon out of all people.
Is
the one that volunteered to protect him.
If I was Bran, I'd be like, y'all can't give me the Hound.
Or Brienne?
Brienne. Bring Sir Knight. Sir Brienne. Bring Sir Brienne.
They kept calling that woman Sir.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if they would. It is. That was the formal way to address a knight. At first, I was like, they're trying to misgender the doll up in here. Don't do her like that. But no, they were referring to her because all knights were known as Sirs. So good for Brienne. But yeah, I would have been like, he'll give me Samwell Tarly. Yeah. At least he killed a White Walker.
Yeah. The first.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that plan is not going
shaky.
To.
It's
yeah,
shaky.
It's a little shaky.
It's
a little shaky.
They don't even know if it's going to work.
Mm-mm. But they're definitely not getting that dragon back. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh.
Last question.
Do you think the trap with Bran will work?
And who's that from?
It is from Sarah_C.T.
Come on, C.T. Okay. Do I think that what?
That the trap with Bran will work.
Oh, we know. Nope. Not gonna work. Night King ain't that stupid. But it's gonna be something. He's gonna show up, though, because he wants Bran. But I don't think that he's gonna fall into a trap this early on. If that's the case, then the show's over.
Yeah.
Night Army dead.
Because if he catches him.
Right.
That's like, Bran is a big player right now in the story.
And they're going after the Night King, just so everyone knows. They figured out if they kill the Night King, that everyone that he turned into a zombie, this is very True Blood, right?
Yeah.
Everyone that he turned into a zombie is going to die. And that could be like
everybody. Yeah.
Right? So we shall see. We shall see. Take one more, Liam.
Okay. From Elsa Lovisas, do you think Theon will sacrifice himself for Bran?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
He's willing to die for the Starks now. He came back for that reason.
Yeah, it's a wrap on Theon, everybody.
Yeah.
I sure, if I'm wrong, you can write me all kinds of, we told you so, sis. We didn't believe in you. You didn't have the right tea. But the spirit is telling me on tonight, the Lord of the Light, if I like to strike a match up in here right now and look into the match flame, then I shall know that the Lord of Light is telling me that it's a wrap on Theon. I'm putting me and $5 on that. Okay.
Okay, one more.
Okay, last one. Here we go.
This is from Leanna Mormont, 85.
Oh, she's one of the Mormonts. Come on, that's Jorah's sister. All right.
Okay, this one's a good one. Do you think there's a Jon and Danny baby in the works?
Ooh.
Oh.
Well, that, we didn't even get that far because we haven't even gotten to Cersei's baby.
Thank you. And see, and they addressed the fact that I thought Cersei may have been lying about the baby, but Jaime's like, mm-mm. No, she's telling the truth. She's pregnant. And Jaime would know. So do I think there's a Danny John? Do we think that no?
No. What do you mean? That could be a completely different series. The
baby
but
we can't have another baby coming in 9 months. We're dealing with White Walkers.
I think that Drake said it best. No new friends, and I'm saying no new storylines.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That's a wrap. No. Daenerys, I mean, all her clothes are tailored to her. She ain't getting pregnant. Plus, you know, there's this thing about she doesn't even know if she can get pregnant and give an heir at that point. But she don't even have to worry about an heir because she's not even the rightful heir. John is the heir. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we are left with question marks above our heads, looking confused, but also waiting on pins and Westerosian needles for next week's Game of Thrones. You guys have been listening right now to Living with Shangela, the Game of Thrones prequels. Please keep in mind that these are the SheCap recaps that we are doing weekly after Game of Thrones, leading up to the big official launch of Living with Shangela, the podcast. That will be a full 1-hour show in which we talk to different guests, sometimes celebrities. Sometimes I just sit up here in sequins and talk to myself. You'll find that out. But thanks for tuning in today. Make sure you tell your friends that we are over here on the podcast, on Spotify, on Stitcher, soon to be on Apple Podcasts as well, and that you need to subscribe. That way, you know, we all linked in as family, and you can write in questions on Instagram Live when we go live. Each time we tape, we'll let you know. And if not, just comment on my Instagram pictures and be like, hey, I got a question for you about Game of Thrones, and we'll try to address it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nick and Liam.
Woo!
Yeah. Yep. And I'm going to take me and my throny self on to the next gig. Thank y'all for listening, and we will chat with you soon. Dun, 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 dun,